Phoenix FM.
Earlier this week, I chatted to Clark Datchler from Johnny Hates Jazz about their brand new single. That interview is coming up after this. Johnny Hates Jazz with their 1987 hit, Shattered Dreams. Incredibly successful back in the 80s. You reunited with Mike in 2010, and that resulted in the 2013 album Magnetized.
Yeah, Magnetized was an interesting album because we needed to make something that brought the band into the era that we were in then, 2013, but also we had to have a foot in what we'd done already because that is really the nature of Johnny Hates Jazz. It sounds a bit premeditated, but actually when Mike and I get together, that's just how we sound. but we did have to recognize the fact that it was a very different era, a totally different era. And how did we bridge that gap without pandering to a form of music which is not something that we grew up with or we felt natural around? And I think Magnetized worked really well. It has a special place for me, Magnetized, in my heart.
2 years ago, you released a 30th anniversary edition of Turn Back the Clock with all the brand new acoustic versions. That must have been fun to record.
It was a wild one to record in some ways because the ones that you thought were going to be easy turned out to be difficult and vice versa.
Oh.
So, for example, the hardest one was Shattered Dreams because there's been various versions of Shattered Dreams that have been recorded. So you had to come up with something different and it was really hard to do something. It wasn't just me at a piano doing a balladesque version of that song. So we ended up doing something which is a really fine version, but it's pretty upbeat still.
Since 2013, you and Mike, as Johnny Hates Jazz, you've been
extensively throughout the world with the band at festivals like Rewind, Let's Rock and Billboard Live in Japan. I bet you've had loads of cancellations this year, of course.
Yeah, well, everything's changed this year, hasn't it? But the interesting thing about it is that it's made us certainly realize that the only focus that you can have, I mean, you can do whatever online streaming events you want to do, but really it comes down to the record. And that's how it used to be in the 1980s. You know, performing live in the 80s was a secondary thing. Yeah. In this time, it's everything. And we'll see where that goes in terms of how this affects music now.
But you've got the new album now. It's released on the 14th of August. But I read that you were recovering from a cancer diagnosis back in 2013. Do you think that's had an influence on this album?
I think it deepened a perspective on life that I already had. And I mean, this goes all the way back to I Don't Want to Be a Hero, where I had always thought that music should be and naturally can be a vehicle for social commentary. And hopefully, if you're really fortunate as a musician, a bit of social change. I think the experience that I had with having this very rare form of cancer, which could not be treated with chemotherapy, I had to be operated on as soon as possible because if it had spread, it was over for me. But it made me realize that there's no time to waste when it comes to what messages I want to put in as a songwriter into the music that I make. That doesn't mean, for example, with the new album, new Johnny Hayes Jazz album, Wide Awake, every song is a grand message. It's not. You have to have a balance where some people can feel a bit of relief and a bit lighter. But even the heavier subjects, which are on there, we deal with in a very optimistic, very upbeat, can-do way. So the whole experience is in some ways, yes, amplified by that very serious health scare, but also I've certainly come out of it. And I think Mike, it just sees the world in this way as well, is that there is hope, you know, that we face a myriad of challenges, let's face it, on the planet right now. And it's kind of been brought into focus with the pandemic. But I think that the first single, Spirit of Love, its theme is very much togetherness and unity and the need for compassion and empathy and listening to one another to come up with a consensus as to how to move forward.
Absolutely. You couldn't have known when you wrote Spirit of Love what a positive message it would be sending right now.
No, we had no idea. I mean, I came up with the song probably very shortly after the illness. I had the chorus in my head, and I had it in my head for years. It obviously wasn't its time, and sometimes that happens with songs, and you hear that from other writers. So it is ironic that, you know, we finished the recording of Spirit of Love at the end of last year. We hadn't even heard of COVID-19. So here we are, and it's a little bit surreal. And I hope it will actually, when people hear it, it will give them a sense of optimism. So yeah, you know, Spirit of Love, when people hear it, it's a very energetic and I'd like to think memorable, catchy song. So it's very much a feel-good record as well, yeah.
It really is. For the summer, I mean, it couldn't be more perfect. I absolutely love it. And I really, really love the video as well. You filmed that in Japan.
Yeah, the video was, we can't really take much credit for that. And you, to be honest, when you're musicians, you rarely can when you make a video because there's other people bringing their ideas to the table. But we had filmed a lot of us in Japan last year where, ironically, we played Spirit of Love just to test it out. And these two great guys in Japan, friends of ours, filmed it. And then myself and my wife went off to explore Japan and she filmed me in different temple situations. And we ended up with all this footage that when it came time to do a video, lockdown happened. And there was no way we could make a video in the traditional sense. So the first thing was, hang on, we've got all this footage of Spirit of Love. Us on stage doing Spirit of Love in a club in Japan, Billboard Live. And me out and about in, you know, Kyoto and Hiroshima. And then what else can we do? Well, then the idea was to invite fans to contribute images or videos of what the idea of the Spirit of Love meant to them. And that kind of snowballed. And a theme emerging of this sense of what is important, especially in lockdown, and what's important to people is contact with their loved ones. So it was really interesting. That was their input. You know, we never steered it at all. We just said, what does the Spirit of Love mean to you?
It's just perfect. Well, I think it's going to do really well. I mean, as you said,
thank you.
It feel good summer track. It's available to download now. We'll put all the links on the Phoenix FM website. But thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you, Xanthi.
Have a great day. And thanks so much. We're playing the single right now on Phoenix FM.
Can you hear the crying of a world in so much pain? I look up to the heavens, but nothing seems to change. I wanna feel there's something more to life than all this hate.
Phoenix FM.